It's the Full Force Newsburst brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Diagnostic 80. Henry Golding has been talking Snake Eyes in a number of interviews recently as we play a bit of catch-up from last week. Henry Golding has been a busy old boy recently. The Snake Eyes actor has been giving interviews for a number of publications, namely Entertainment Weekly and Anthem magazine, where he discussed everything from test screenings of the movie to director Robert Schwenke and his influence on the style of the film. Talking to Entertainment Weekly, Golding explained in more detail that 300-seater LA test screening he had been involved in, saying, "We had our own corners of the cinema because you need to go through the processes. You need to see it and test it and get a reaction and notes from everybody." What's interesting here is the level of depth they go through to ensure everyone is happy with the film, especially if they do actually take notes and ideas from all in attendance. This is very positive and really gives me more confidence that the film will be a good one. He even went on to discuss how Paramount were very open to ideas. "All the producers at Paramount really listen to my opinion, the opinion of others, and I think that's why it's going to be so special. It's definitely been a challenge in creating something fresh and new, but I think we definitely achieved it." In addition to that, Golding also discussed the story. "I think the heart of the story really is who Snake Eyes is and his journey as a person, really. Understanding his motivations. I can't give away too much, but it really focuses on the one person instead of having 20 people on screen and understanding background. We start from the beginning, and hopefully, this launches an amazing franchise." This is also very interesting to me. This is not the first time he has mentioned the strong character focus, and you would certainly expect a movie called Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins to be about Snake Eyes and his G.I. Joe origins. One of the issues you have in a big team movie is getting all of the characters involved and developed to some degree. I feel as though the minimization of that for this particular movie will go a long way to giving us some awesome focus background on a few specific characters. Director Robert Schwenke was also called out, including his influence on the film and the strong Japanese theme running through it. Robert is a huge Japanese cinephile, everything from Akira Kurosawa to just the phenomenal spaghetti westerns of samurai movies. He is so hooked into that history, and we see some of those scenes. With some of the fight scenes, there are some chimbara sequences, Japanese sword fighting. A lot of attention to cultural detail was put into this movie. There are not a lot of movies that are allowed to film in Japan, and we went to some amazing, amazing places. The authenticity is there. Golding also discussed Schwenke's back catalogue of work and how that enthused him for making this film with Anthem magazine, and also explained what we already knew regarding the release date and so on. All in all, a lot of very positive chat, and all it means is that I continue to be hugely excited to see the trailer. And before you ask me in the comments, no, I have no idea when that is coming out. In addition to his interviews, Golding also posted an Instagram picture with his lovely wife Livlo Golding and revealed that they are having a child. Congratulations to them both. We are all very excited to see if it's a little Snake Eyes or a Dawn Moreno. That's it for this installment of the Full Force Newsburst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, me. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.